When you focus on the breath, try to breathe in a way that feels good. You can experiment for a while. Try long breathing for a while, then short breathing, fast, slow, heavy, light, deep or shallow. If you find a breath that feels really good, deep down inside the body, and then you want to stay there. One of the Pali terms for meditation is making a vihara dhamma, a home for the mind. Because the mind does need a home. Otherwise it's wandering around exposed to all kinds of things. It's like a child wandering around the city streets, exposed to the rain, exposed to the sun, exposed to dangers. All kinds of things can happen. But when you're home, you're a lot safer. And then you give the child something to play with inside, so the child is happy to stay. So you can play with the breath. Think of the breath not just as the air coming in and out through the nose, but also as the energy flowing through the body. And where do you feel that? Where does it feel like it's flowing well? Where does it feel like it's not flowing well? If it's not flowing well, what can you do to loosen things up, open up the channels? The whole body is breathing in, the whole body is breathing out. You're taking this home of the body, you're taking the house of the body, and you're making it a home, a place where it's comfortable to stay. Of course, the house does have windows and doors, so you can see outside. It's not like you're totally blind to what's going on outside. But you do want to have a safe place to stay. Then you can see who's coming past and who's trying to come into the house. And in some cases, you say, no, we keep the door closed. In other cases, you allow it open. So be very careful about what you let in. And also be careful about what you let out in terms of your thoughts, your words, your deeds. Make sure you're not releasing anything bad into the neighborhood. This way you'll be on good terms with those around you and you'll be safe in your home. And then you can work from home. There's a lot of work to be done in here. As the Buddha says, the real dangers in the world are not the things coming in from outside. They're the things coming up from within your mind that flood the mind. Thoughts of sensuality, ill will, doubt, restlessness, and anxiety. These things can get you to do all kinds of things that you later regret. And that, the Buddha says, is the big danger. So, create a good place inside, a place where you feel at ease, at home. And take an interest inside so that it does get more and more comfortable. Because the way you breathe will have a huge impact on the state of your mind. And for the most part, we don't pay attention to it. We let it go on automatic pilot. And of course, it will breathe in and breathe out. But we don't get the most use out of it. We don't get the most benefit from it. So take some time to get to know the breath energy in the body and get a sense of what it can do for you. The mind can have a place to rest, put down its burdens for a while. And then when the time comes to pick it up, it can be very picky about what it picks up. All too often we just load things on. It's like a cart that goes to a village. Everybody who has any junk in the village just gets thrown on there. By the time you get to the edge of the village, it's piled with junk. So here's a chance to let things go, put them down. And then when you pick them up, you're very mindful about what you're picking up and why you're picking it up. In that case, your load is a lot lighter. And it's a load that actually helps you along rather than being a hindrance. So it takes some time to get to know the breath energy in the body, to give a place for the mind to sit down, settle down, put down its burdens, gather its energies together. And then when the time comes to work, then it's ready. When it doesn't need to work, it can come back and rest. That's when you're really taking good care of your mind, providing with a safe home, a safe harbor inside.